Ugh, my fucking butthole hurts.
Girl, put on your diaper, damn it.
Welcome to Gay Talk 2.0, the ultimate podcast for your dose of dish.
And welcome back to another great show of Gay Talk 2.0. My name is Tom, and I am your host today and every motherfucking day. Today, we're going to bring you one of the greats of YouTube with millions of followers and lots of laughs. Ladies and gents, Michael Buckley is in here in our studios live. Say hello, Michael.
Hi, everybody. Thanks so much for having me. This is probably the first podcast I've ever been on, so I'm a podcast virgin. Thank you so much. It's an honor to be here.
We popped her cherry.
Thank you. That cherry been popped since the mid-80s. Just kidding.
So we want to thank him for coming on the show. It's going to be a fantastic show. We got a lot to talk about, but before we do that, we're going to jump into our first segment of the show, which is, of course, The Dish. And today, Trish is not here with us.
No, that little bitch.
She'll be chiming in or chiming in via Skype from Colorado because she's away. And so what we're going to do is let me introduce the rest of our hosts, ladies and gentlemen. To my right, I have...
Hi, it's Paul Anthony.
And...
Good to be with you guys. It's Chris.
And we're jumping into The Dish. Welcome to the show. So there's so much to talk about. And I feel that before we go any further, we need to address the fact that we had something very tragic happen recently in Orlando, Florida, at one of our gay clubs, Pulse Nightclub. And I'd like to extend, on behalf of Gay Talk 2.0, all of the hosts and our special guest today, our deepest condolences to the families and the victims of what I consider to be a hate crime and possibly a terrorist attack committed at the club in Orlando. And we want to let you know that the LGBT community, did I say that right?
No.
Jesus Christ. The LGBT. Is that it?
Yes. LGBTQ plus. We include everybody.
Every single body. The community, we're a very resilient community, and I'm very thankful for that because we've been through so much adversity, and we're not going to let this cripple us as a community. So we're going to move forward, taking every single soul that's been lost in this horrific, tragic event and making sure that we do right by them.
Of course.
I think that that's something that's going to be happening a lot over the course of all the Pride celebrations that we'll be doing throughout the month of June. So I just wanted to put that out there. And again, our condolences to the families.
And last night when I was tending the bar, a note was left on the bar, an anonymous note. And I thought that it would be nice to bring it on the show. And I just want to go ahead and read that. Note read, "Tonight I drove to attend a vigil for our fallen brothers and sisters in Orlando. The church had maybe 50 people in attendance. I said 50 prayers for the 50 fallen. Then I wanted to have a drink, so I stopped at 4 gay bars on my way home and found not one somber face. I saw that every night, party, hookup, have a great time face going on. I can't help but feel there should have been a little more somber mood. But I realize now by meeting a couple of new friends," name drop, not doing it, "that life must go on. This is an abstract way of representing those whom have passed and in hospital, that all the hate and scorn cannot stop us from our rightful destiny to love and live our lives as God intended us to." For Matthew.
That's a very, very, very nice note. You know, it's going to be a very weird podcast because we try to be funny, witty, giddy. We have Michael here, which is one of the greats of just absolute YouTube funniness. And you're great. Fantastic. I've watched a lot of your stuff. And quite frankly, I pee my pants every time I do. But it's hard to ignore,
of course,
you know, what went on. This was insane. You know, you have this one gunman just walks into a gay club and starts shooting people. And at the end of the day, it turned out to be one of the biggest.
The biggest shooting, mass shooting in the history of our nation. And the largest, dare I say, terrorist attack since 9/11.
It's sad. It really is, you know, and one of the things that struck me is that I saw a note somewhere in where I believe someone on CNN was describing how these first responders who were going in there and looking at all these people and all these dead bodies all over the floor and all these phones ringing, realizing these are their loved ones calling their children, their friends, and no one's answering. No one's answering the phone. And that's very, 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 it's very real. It becomes very real, very awakening to know that you as a first responder know that the person who's calling that phone is someone looking for a loved one, and that person is in this building. And you cannot do anything about that. You have to keep walking. You have to keep doing your job of trying to figure out what happened and completely ignore all those phones going off. It's heartbreaking. It really is. It's sad. And in a month where we're celebrating Gay Pride, we just had Boston's Gay Pride on Saturday.
And DC's.
And so that ended up being a really good celebration. But in light of that, none of this, of course, happened until after, in 2 a.m. in the morning, Eastern Standard Time. And so it was pretty, to me, it was like the despair that comes over our community.
And at the bar last night, I had a big crowd. I had 6 o'clock. I had over 100 people in the bar, and I killed the music. And we all together, I made an announcement. We all observed the national moment of silence for the people that were taken from us far too early. And that was a really beautiful moment.
It is. Michael.
Yeah, and LA Pride happened the next day, and they celebrated, and there was lots of signs for Orlando and moments of silences. So, but I mean, it is our community. It's, you know, we're on a podcast today called Gay Talk 2.0, and it was our community. I mean, you know, we think we're doing so well, and we are doing well. You know, gay marriage is legal in America. Love wins, all that shit. And it does get better, thanks Dan Savage. But at the same time, this was homophobia. This was somebody who, you know, he saw two gay men kissing, and this sent him into a rage, and he went. So, I mean, this does feel scary to our community. And I'm very grateful for the responses, because I feel like today, you know, in this week, it's the type of thing that it's like we could, you know, fall down and feel defeated, or we could feel love and gratitude for the response. And I mean, the thing is now the politicians always tweet about love and prayers, and then that ship has sailed and sunk. It's kind of like it's time for action. And it's lovely that we have these thoughts and well wishes towards people after gun violence, but we have to take action now, because this is, you know, ridiculous because this would happen in 2016, because it is preventable.
Exactly. And to think that, you know, you have an organization like the NRA who are so gung-ho on protecting, you know, the Second Amendment rights for our citizens. We understand, listen, the Constitution is there for a reason. It needs to be protected, but there's certain provisions within that constitution that really just doesn't make sense in today's society anymore. And the fact that we have all these mass shootings and nothing can be done about it because people are pumping money into our, you know, political system to prevent things like that from happening. The lobbyists are really going to town. It's really hard and it sucks.
We're not trying to take your guns, Republicans. No one needs an assault rifle. We're not trying to take your revolver that has 6 rounds. No one needs a fully automatic assault rifle for protection. We're not in a time of war in our land. We are at war, but not in the United States. You don't need those weapons.
Yeah, someone was saying that assault rifles are to be used for hunting and self-defense. If you need an assault rifle to fucking take down a deer, you have a problem.
Yeah, you can use a bolt-action rifle. It happens. You don't need a freaking assault rifle.
We have stone men like cavemen who used to take them down with spears.
Woolly mammoths.
Go on the
hairy fucking elephants.
Go on the Merritt Parkway at 2 a.m. You'll probably run one over.
You'll get some venison. I almost hit a deer. I remember the person who was driving was not drunk, but never drink and drive. I was very intoxicated, and we were arguing, and we almost hit a deer. We didn't even hit the deer, and I'm crying, like bawling my eyes, like, you almost killed Bambi.
Oh, my God. That's exactly what I said.
I'm one of them.
I hit a deer on Route 8with my convertible with the top down. I thought thing landed in my back seat.
I'm so afraid of that. Oh, yours had his back seat?
That was like a humble brag. He's like, I have a convertible. Tweet me. I'll fuck you. I have a convertible.
Yeah, pretty much. Legs up in the air. Let's go.
I hit a deer, but I have a convertible.
That ragtop Mitsubishi Eclipse.
Yes. Yes, the PT Cruiser with the top down.
So listen, the thing flew over. Thank God it didn't break the windshield, because what ends up happening is most convertibles, their windshields lay down flat. Not flat, but come down a little bit more than normal.
Yeah.
So the darn thing just slid right over. And went over my head. I could see the thing just flying over.
I'm so afraid of that.
And I'm like, holy shit. I pulled over. I called my brother. I said, I just killed Bambi. That's the first thing that came out of my mouth. So it's funny that you said that.
I killed one once going 70 miles an hour.
But yeah.
Ripped that thing in half.
In a 25.
Well, I was driving a Cadillac.
Where are you now? That's a boat.
This thing was made of steel. It was like a big-ass Cadillac. Like the cushioned for like Tempur-Pedic to sit on. Hit this thing going 70 miles an hour. The thing must have flown 100 feet.
I hate this.
And then I found it just hanging by its spine, dead.
Deer are like my favorite animal. This is horrible.
I love how we were so worried about the somber conversation about the killings. Now we've turned it into a conversation about killing deers. Good job, homosexuals.
Yeah, right. I know.
Way to keep it light and moving.
No, but all seriousness, we were talking about guns and we ended up with deer. But listen, it's weird because I had a little segment that I wanted to talk about, which was the surprisingly violent history of the LGBT community. Okay. And it's Pride Month, and there's a lot of youngsters out there that are running around in little underwear and gay, pride, but have no idea the trials and tribulations that the gay community has gone through, especially like things, situations like Stonewall that started this whole movement. They have no idea that this ever even happened. And I feel that if you are a person who knows about Stonewall and you see someone that doesn't, it is your obligation to bring them up to speed, because these little queens running around with, you know, tutus and blah, whatnot, makeup, hair cut off, you know, 18-year-old
fucking queens. I can't stand it. It's like, you don't even know.
They don't. And I feel that, you know what? You should know, because then something like this happens, like Orlando, and then you start to realize, oh, shit, well, this is not the first time that, you know, our community has been hit hard. We have been a community that's been struck time and time again, and we are very resilient, and we need to pull forward on this.
Very.
I think so.
I will say I feel the same way, but I'm going to disagree because I get it. But because I am much older than most of the people who are like 20 and they don't know the history, and I'd like them to know the history. But at the same time, rather than be annoyed, I am grateful because they are all activists. Whereas, you know, people my generation, we didn't have many people standing up for us. These kids now, they are all social activists and they take it very seriously. If you slight somebody, they are offended, which part of me as a comedian I hate because I think everything's funny. But like I made a joke on Twitter the other day about like Caitlyn Jenner, and I got hundreds of tweets for being transphobic. And I'm like, look at you, little social fucking activist. So at the same time, it's wonderful that they are so interested in gay rights and they do want to forward the cause. And they anything that's not inclusive and loving, they are offended by. So that's lovely.
I agree with you, but yeah, there's a large group out there that have no idea what's going on. They just think that being gay is all about, oh, we're going to be pansies, we're going to go to the club, drink, you know, have sex, da 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 da, and that's life. And that's really not it. There's a lot more to it.
Well, this will wake them up. If they were to wake them up,
a lot of eyes are going to open from this one.
Yeah.
It's, yeah, I agree. If this doesn't wake them up, I don't know what will.
And me being, you know, I'm one of the younger ones. I am 24 years old, but the one of the
last. Why do I look so much younger than you? What have you been through, dude? We'll take a selfie after.
Fucking
asshole. Oh my God. I just met this bitch, too.
Okay. I'm 41. Let's take a selfie together.
We're getting married. I love
you. You're 24?
Can you imagine?
I can't fucking with this guy.
I'm totally kidding.
Bull. He has to put his glasses on.
It's out there.
I just put her glasses on for a snap video.
I'm totally teasing.
He had to put his glasses on just to make sure that he's really looking at a 24-year-old.
I'm teasing.
I love the hand under the
chin. No, it covers my wrinkles.
Is that it? Yeah.
I'm teasing, Chris.
It's okay. I got thick skin. I got thick skin.
So he says.
Mm-hmm.
And an elastic heart.
Yes.
Bounce that shit right back at you.
So, you know, it's crazy, right?
Yeah.
Look at him. Look at him. Pinch him again.
Get out of no pinch.
One more time. No pinch. What do you mean no pinching? That's hot. That's no sexy. Pinch.
This shirt is sexy.
You know, we've been asking him to do a podcast with his pants off, and he hasn't done it yet.
Not yet. And I wore gym shorts today, all right? That's a step in the direction.
Do you have underwear?
Yes.
Then, you know, it's not.
I was like, I thought you were, I was going to say.
See, Paul has the right idea. So Paul,
he's going to reach for it.
You had a little situation.
Can we not?
Can we see?
Ooh, can we? Please.
Yes. What? You're wearing a diaper. Tell us why.
Oh, no, I had anal reconstructive surgery.
Okay. Wow.
Oh, really? I didn't know that. I wanted to bring that up.
The tops of Connecticut and the tri-state area are thrilled with your new hole, Brandy Glanville.
I'm a virgin again. I got my cherry back thanks to Austin, Texas. I got torn up because everything is bigger down there.
Tore me up. Ray Anthony, if you're listening, or Schmo, if you're listening, you know, she was floating on that floater. And she She was taking more dicks up that ass
you
than the donut that,
boat
that she
was on.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. I took the whole boat.
She sure did.
Should we have a moment of silence for your hole? A moment of silence for your hole.
So she
the
got
hole formerly known as Paul Anthony's anus.
We do that every fucking Monday.
So she got back from Texas and she says to us, okay, well, I'm working, but you know, I'm not sleeping tonight because I have surgery at 7 o'clock in the morning.
Such a dick.
And I was like, what are you having surgery? He was like, well, they're going in there. And I'm like, are going in where? On an adventure or something? No, they're going
yeah.
in my
an
hole
adventure.
And they're going to, yeah. Uh-oh. Did you hear this?
Saved by the bell.
Oh, honey, you're not saved by that. We're going to go back.
You want to testify?
You owe Trish so much.
Let's see if I can get this going.
How tight is your
It's
home?
Trish calling us all the way from Colorado. Let's see.
She doesn't know how to
Hello?
Work it.
Oh, she's going to
figure
it out. Hello, Trish.
What is that photo you have on your Skype?
It's so bad. Wait, can you not see my face?
We
can see the photo.
No, you got to turn the camera on.
There you
honey.
Go. Wait, what happened?
Okay,
no,
let's
I don't know how to turn the camera
Are you on.
On
your phone?
Have you not rehearsed this?
Bitch, I've been working on it.
Are you
By
on?
The way, you Paul Anthony owes you large favors.
Yeah, your call just saved my asshole talk.
Wait, hold on. But now I want to know what happened. What?
Well, we
no,
were talking about Paul Anthony's surgery and his diapers.
You'll have to download the newest episode of Gay Talk 2.0.
Hello?
Did you
Hello?
Surgery
yeah,
you're making
that's
a joke?
Just rude.
So,
I'm
Nick,
troubled.
Nick, darling, why can't we not see you?
I don't know. I can't figure out my new MacBook.
Can
well,
you see
good
us?
Thing it's a podcast, so the people at home don't
There's
care.
There's no camera. There should be an icon. With
yes.
There should be an icon with a camera on it, and you click it to turn it on.
It's like when Ryan and
yes.
Juliana are on the red carpet, and they're complaining about the weather in L.A. We're like, we don't fucking care. Just interview the goddamn celebrities.
There you go.
We don't care that we can't see Trish.
I know yes, how to work my laptop, bitch.
Oh.
Turn. That fuck your computer and call us from your iPhone.
Can you
Bye.
See us?
Well, that was the best part
She'll
of the show
be right there.
Show callback. So, yeah, that was Trish. Trish is in Colorado, as we said before. And, you know, she was out there for a wedding, and she'll be back tomorrow. So we're excited to
yes,
have her back.
Yes, remember
the
wedding that we talked about where the bride forgot to put stamps and a time and date on her RSVPs?
Yes.
That's the one that he's at.
Were we supposed to plug that?
No, because she never got back to
oh,
us.
Oh, that's what it was, right? There
we
was
told
a,
her that
there
we would send out all the invitations for her, and we would add the postage and everything, paid for by Gay Talk 2.0 if she allowed us to actually plug it. But she never got back to us. So
well, that's her loss, then.
We're not nothing. Oh, who's that
We
daddy?
Got a daddy.
So, we got a
we
daddy.
We need a bell for that. Yeah. Ding, ding, ding. We got a daddy.
Well, here
that
she
was
goes.
West.
She's
he
back.
Oh, God damn it.
Trish is back.
Let's take a look and see if this time it...
Yay!
Hey! Hello,
hey,
Trish.
What's going on?
By the way, I saw all of you the whole time. You just couldn't see me.
Oh, well, it sucks to be you.
What is going on? She's got like 5 o'clock shadow. What does she do?
Okay.
What has
so
Denver
I forgot,
done to
I
you?
I got my trimmer in Connecticut. And nobody out here knows how to grow hair or cuts their hair. So nobody has a trimmer, and I'm not buying a new one. So I've got a mustache.
You look wonderful.
You got a stash.
Don't listen to your
You're
fans.
Going to start looking like Chris in a minute.
Oh, he's smoking.
You might start looking handsome.
Have you partaken in the marijuana that's readily available in the Colorado?
She's becoming
I'm
a
going
hippie.
I'm going to get a brownie tonight.
Yes.
Yeah,
they have the stores on every block.
By the way,
yeah,
did you...
I'm going to the Fort Collins Vigil, and then I'm going to get a brownie.
As one
Fantastic.
Does.
Did you and Nick, did you invite this one?
Yes.
Bitch called me old looking.
I didn't realize.
Said I look older than him.
He just said he was 20.
You do, I mean, it's not that you're old, but you... have a mature face.
Oh, thank you, Trish.
They've all turned on you. They've all turned on you.
That's a nice way of putting it.
I like that. Can I have a drag?
Oh, man.
So, Nick, how was the wedding?
Yes.
You know what? I really don't care about the wedding. I want you to tell us what happened the morning after.
Tell us what happened the morning after.
He took the morning after pill.
Listen, she's 1,400 miles away, and I'm still finding ways to throw her under the bus. What'd you do?
I didn't do anything too inappropriate, but... somebody may have crawled into my bed.
Oh.
Go on.
It wasn't the groom, was it?
I bitched and moaned until someone brought me coffee, and then there was a dick in my face, and then it went from there.
Nice.
Sounds awesome.
And then did someone walk in?
Was it the groom?
Somebody did walk in, yes.
So you had a dick in your mouth and somebody walked in. I love happy ending stories.
Oh, my God. That's fantastic. Chris. I keep
Thank
wanting
God
to
nobody
Chris.
Saw anything. I heard the door open.
And you covered yourself with the covers? Is that what it was?
I was still in bed. He was standing up. I was like, no, I'm not getting up.
What? That is the laziest blowjob ever. Wait, he just fucked your mouth while you were just lying there on the bed? I love it.
Oh.
So
shame,
girl. We're about to bring that shame bell. Ding, 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 ding. Shame.
You deserve all the love in the world. We're happy for you and all the dick in your mouth
and the ones who walked in. Shame.
So listen. So
shame.
Yes, girl.
There it is.
Shame.
Yes, shame. Girl. One more time.
Shame.
Something even more shameful. I'll tell you this.
Okay. Put the microphone in your mouth.
There was somebody at the wedding.
Put the microphone in your mouth.
I threw my mouth. There was somebody at the wedding who is that I used to hook up with, who has a girlfriend now. And she had dated this person a while. He had dated this person a while ago. And she fucking called me out at the wedding. I was like, hey, can I talk to you for a minute? I was like, okay. But so that was really, really awkward. And so I spun around the dance floor, and I was just like, no, that, yeah, blah, blah, that didn't really happen, but it did happen, but we didn't.
How long have they been together? How long have they been dating?
Evidently. Maybe 6 months.
Oh, that doesn't count. Yeah, does he identify as bisexual, or are you just so irresistible he had to have your dick in his mouth?
Well, hashtag both.
Yeah. Well. 6 months. That's not around. That's stupid. You can suck all the dick you want in 6 months. They're not married. Don't feel bad. You're a good person.
Well, hashtag I'm proud
Thanks,
of you.
Thanks, Michael Buckley.
You're welcome.
So you're going to a vigil tonight?
I am. I'm going to a vigil.
Yeah, we were talking about that earlier, about the whole situation. Where is this vigil going to happen?
It's downtown Fort Collins. I wanted to go to the one in Denver because I didn't realize they were having one in Fort Collins. But since there's one in Fort Collins, the entire family that I'm staying with is going to come with me. So it'll be nice. I feel like I need to do something.
That's great. So,
yeah.
Well, you know, if you get a moment, I'd like to see that when, you know, when we're all done and stuff on the show, just, FaceTime in.
Can you post a picture of you and the straight guy on Facebook and tag him so we can all see him? Thank you.
Yes.
Maybe.
I fucking love him.
Yeah.
Wait, is Mike
you're in the room?
Is his girlfriend a closet lesbian or does she just hate herself? Because who dates a homosexual? A closet lesbian or she hates herself?
Okay. Well, first of all,
it's true.
These two people dated a while ago.
Sucks to be them.
And that's when that happened. And now they're back together.
But that's okay. So you got to put it in your mouth. Big deal.
Yeah, it's fine. It is what it is.
It's a new era for gay people. You know, now you don't have to worry about having sex. You don't have to just figure it out. It doesn't have to be a woman or a man.
We're all fluid.
Both.
We're all fluid in our sexual identity. We're all fluid in our sexual orientation. It's
so
a different time.
So
it's
what if he wanted
just
to poke
shut up and
you in
fill my hole?
Yes.
So there she is. What if he wanted to poke you in the butt? Hi, Trish. We missed you.
How's Grindr?
I miss you guys. How's New Haven? What happened to New
shut
Haven
up.
While I was gone?
Shut up. I'm
How's
talking.
The Denver Grindr? Is it much better? Better looking than New Haven Grindr, be honest, of course.
Oh,
or is everyone stoned?
Speaking of Grindr, I got a story.
I deleted Grindr a while ago.
Oh,
why?
When you're traveling, it's so much fun. You're the fresh meat. You get 300 messages from all the Denver potheads who want to stick it in you.
And you're I'm just traveling from out of state.
I'm going to a gay vigil tonight, so hopefully I'll take some photos and send them to you guys.
Well, Nick,
you
know.
Are you trying to pick people up at a vigil?
That's material for the show.
She's that guy that goes to the fucking funeral.
Funeral crashing. You are the worst. Put that shit back in your mouth.
What is this, pick on Trish time?
Well, yeah, we're you're not here. We have to fit it in. We usually get an hour for it. Today we only get 2 minutes.
There's 1,000 miles between you and I, and so this is the perfect time to pick on you because that means you can't hit us or do anything to us.
Good geography skills. Go on Grindr right now so we can see if you're 1,000 miles away.
So, Michael,
thanks,
when I'm usually sitting in that seat, I generally touch Chris inappropriately. So this is your job this week.
He's all over
that already.
Yes.
Honey.
We both have our pants off. We're all good. Yes.
Chris actually has his pants off.
I'm a smoker now just so we can share a cigarette later.
Oh.
We're going to play soccer and smoke each other's dicks. It's meant to be.
No, it's going to be great. It's going to be great.
Speaking of soccer, didn't you want to talk about sports? What
happened?
Yes,
explain your outfit.
Ich liebe Deutschland.
Yeah. Yes. Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, the Euro Cup's going on right now. You following it, Nick? Bitch,
no.
Look at me. Oh, you bitch. Yeah. Euro Cup 2016 is taking place in France.
So
right
give
now.
Us a synopsis of what's going on. Who are the teams to contend with? What's going on? Who's winning? Go.
Are they big?
Well,
are they
just, hung? It just, well,
soccer players are the best looking athletes. It just started. What is she doing? Are you
male gymnasts
her?
Are very good looking too. Shout out to the male gymnasts. We're recently in Hartford. Hello.
So do they are they cut, uncut? That's all I want to know.
It's Europe. They're mostly uncut, yeah.
Yeah, that's fantastic. Mm-hmm.
Especially those Czech boys. They're the ones who are always doing the dirty porn.
Cultivating some goat cheese.
And they're all straight. Probably. The Czech born, they're all straight. That company. What's that company with all the Czech, the European guys?
Bellamy?
And they're all straight. Yes, and they're all straight. And they're all straight.
They are?
Straight to the bed.
No fucking shit. Really? They're so fucking hot. Czech boys are gorgeous. My family came from Slovakia. That's why this didn't work out. Not the Czech Republic.
I watched twin porn last night.
Isn't it awesome?
Oh, I watched the Peters twins.
I love them.
We're still talking about these twins and his fantasy.
One time.
I'm a twin.
So, Michael.
I have a twin sister. We don't do porn. Moving on. So, people ask if we're identical. I'm like, well, I have a penis, but next question. Well, hashtag fraternal.
Yes. Go ahead, girl.
See, Chris thinks I'm hilarious.
Listen, yes, I'm wearing. So, in case you're wondering, we did a Kink is in the Fantasy episode, which I believe was episode 4. And so we all talked about what our fantasies were. And Chris's was basically having sex with the Peterman twins.
Peters.
But not the just Peters them and twins. Just twins.
Just twins in general. And what he wants is two twins just on each side so that they can cream on his face. And so throughout the whole podcast, he was doing this.
Oh,
and
my God.
And our viewers can't see what he was doing, but we sort of kind of described it. And so, yeah, he wants to get creamed by twins.
Perfect.
On each side of
I thought we were past this.
I can help that happen.
We're never.
Do you want to tweet some twins?
Let's still have it in my Safari.
Yay. Yes. Have you read The Secret? You're manifesting. You're putting out to the universe that you want twin dicks in your face. And by the end of the year, you will have two twins coming all over your face, and I'm putting it out to the universe. Let's tweet some gay twins and see if we can make it happen. You're welcome.
Hopefully Canadian. just put it in there.
Put it in there.
It's going to happen now.
So that's going to happen now.
Thank you
very
much.
Put it out to the universe and into my mouth.
Thank you, Mr. Buckwick.
What's your fantasy?
Oh, God. They've all come true. I mean, I'm wild. I mean, I was married for over 13 years, and I had marital sex for 13 years. And before that, I had a 4-year relationship. So, I mean, the last year, I've just been wild, and all my fantasies are pretty much come true. It's funny. I am wild. I'm very sexually wild, very, very comfortable with that. You know, sometimes people say slut or whore, and I say I'm sex positive. You know, a slut is a woman who cheats on her husband. A gay man who's single can do whatever the fuck he wants.
That's right. Lord knows I fucked my way half through, like, you know, the whole East Coast. So
More than that, honey.
It's true, yeah. Everywhere. It's absolutely true. So tell us more about this, you know, fantasy.
I mean, I love group sex. I love being watched while having sex. I love multiple partners. I love train fucking. I love being in the middle of a train. There's nothing better than being in a train and someone's inside of you and you're fucking someone else. Like, that's the best case scenario.
Can you take the train?
Oh, God, yes. I'm great. No,
yes!
I'm great.
No, yes, queen.
I'm very good at sex. I'm a great bottom, a great top. I'm great at sex. It's true. I love it. The older I get, the better I get at sex. Like when I was like 25, I made friends with my friend the other day who said, "Oh, I wish we had fucked in the bathroom at 25." I'm like, I wouldn't have known what to do. I really didn't know how to have sex.
Now he just
pulls
his pants down and he spits on it.
Yeah.
Like,
no, I mean, the older I get, the more I'm comfortable. I love sex. I love sex.
That's awesome.
And I'm comfortable.
Hey, listen, you two, room right there.
No.
I need to report something.
Chris and I will have sex, but not on the broadcast.
Okay, so
he's too old for me.
Oh my God! Oh my God! Next time on Gay Talk, we'll talk about the murder of Michael Buckley at the hands of Chris Mattoon.
I'm joking. I like age-appropriate partners. I really do. I'm not one of those old, creepy gay men who's like, give me a 19-year-old. They don't know how to have sex. I like people I like 35. I like people my age.
I can tell you something, though. I wouldn't know about a 19-year-old because I've never had one before. But someone in their 20s, like 22, 23, 24, their cream is just cream of the crop.
Nick's rolling the eyes up.
They
the
just
head.
Lie there. They don't do anything.
They
like,
don't have to,
up.
But it's like literally taking the load of someone that just.
Can you shut that fucking bird up?
Hey.
That works.
Yes.
So it's like, you know, it's like taking the load of someone that's been drinking plenty of pineapple juice.
I do have a 22-year-old top who's very good at sex, and every time I tell him, I said, you need to know you're very good at sex. You need to go off in the world and know. Whereas there is like a 23-year-old guy who I've had sex with, and both times I'm just like,
Yeah, no.
And he even said to me, "Can you give me some tips?" I'm like, "Yeah," because you just he does, you know. And again, I'm a grown up. I'm not. It's not like they're my boyfriends. I'd rather openly communicate. Like, if you're really good in bed, I tell you right away. I want you to know you're great in bed. Go off into the world and have sex. If you're not good,
nah.
But if you're not good, it's like you know. Let me just point out a couple things. You know,
here's your tip. And I'm don't call me.
Don't call.
While we're
out. No, I'm so nice too. I can pull it off. I am. I'm a nice person, so it comes off
that
not as mean.
Bird.
It comes off as like I'm really trying to be helpful.
But if you're good, please come back.
Yes.
Yes.
What is that bird doing?
Is your roommate? God,
I'm on a fucking farm.
Is your roommate rehabilitating
you really?
Wildlife?
It sounds like somebody's choking a bird over there. What are you doing,
Where
Trish?
Are you?
Sign, calm down.
Is that is that your straight fuck buddy? Is he catcalling you?
Bitch, I'd be hanging out so quick.
Are you in a house? Where are you?
I know I'm not. I thought
he's
you
on
walked,
retreat.
I thought you walked inside, and it looks like you're.
She's like a little whore on the prairie.
Literally.
Yes.
I found a snapping turtle the other day.
I told her to toss it.
There's
into
a sentence.
Lake.
What were you doing on a fucking dirt bike today?
Yes, what a helmet.
I was on a motorcycle.
Oh, even
okay. Even worse.
Even more, yeah, right.
I've never been on a motorcycle before, and somebody wanted to take me for a ride.
Did you wear a helmet? Please tell us you wore
a
helmet.
I had a picture of it. Yeah, I'll show it right now.
They made me wear a helmet, and I had to wear a special jacket with all these pads in it. But I didn't have any good shoes, so I had to wear my driving mocks. Whatever.
Okay, well,
you know.
White girl problems.
That was very gay of you. Very Trish of you. I like
Move
it.
Move your fat hand so I can see what this house looks like.
It's a fucking mess. We just had a wedding. No.
Yeah, no.
I know. I'm looking at that wall, and it's like, girl, hoarder.
So Trish, do you have any traveling stories? Did you suck any flight attendants off in the plane? Did you have like an experience with your neighbor on the seat or something?
No, but before I go, I do need to throw one Paul Anthony under the bus.
Fuck you.
Yes. Okay.
Hang up. Hang up the phone.
So before I left for this wonderful wedding,
I love it.
I needed to get my hair did.
Yes.
Oh, it's not even bad. It lightened up already.
My hair is red.
She fucking looked like Carrot Top. What are you talking about?
I showed up here and they're like, well, I mean, like, you're kind of pulling it off. And I'm like, oh, fuck you.
We left the toner on a little bit too long.
She came here.
The bleach and the toner on too long.
She came in here looking like Carrot Top.
Why do I have not seen this?
Your sister's hair looks great, though.
It did come out good.
You look beautiful. You look beautiful. Your friends are mean.
I'm requesting a photo.
You're a ginger now.
Yeah.
Yay.
You can pull it off.
Gingers
you
have
can
souls.
Pull it off.
Yeah, if you become a ginger, is your soul removed? Or how does that work? Only if you're
no,
born?
No, my bush gets red.
Oh, you poor thing.
Does the carpet match the drapes?
We dyed that too.
Naturally.
Yeah, she had to say goodbye in the right way.
Okay, well. Bleached her butthole too.
Oh, all right. We miss Amanda. Yeah. She needs to come back and visit us all the way from Hawaii.
Is that the name of your butthole, Amanda?
Well, I know, that's what I thought you were saying, too.
Like, we miss Amanda.
We bleached his asshole. We miss Amanda.
I heard. That's what I heard.
I'm sorry.
You
it's
guys
just, you
are
know.
A fucking mess. I miss you all.
We
so
miss
I'll
you,
get
Trish.
Back to the dish.
So the dish. So tell us, what do you have all the way from Colorado?
I don't really have anything.
You weren't prepared?
I literally, like, I
Cut
got here, and they literally were expecting me to become this wedding planner when I arrived. So I got here, and I was basically shopping every day, and then put together an itinerary for the day, and then I had to work with all the caterers and the band and everything, and
you should've...
I fucking,
so you
I was literally...
There doing your job
of me at the wedding. There are pictures of me while the bride and everybody's getting ready. I'm running around the house in booty shorts, a tank top, my dress shoes, and dress socks because I was trying to get the caterers and the band to get everything together before we all, you know, started the processional. It was stressful.
It sounds like you were doing your job that you do here out there while on vacation.
But she was sucking dick in the process.
I have not had like any downtime. So.
Except when you were down on your knees.
Yes, thank you.
That was your uptime, but I'm bummed.
Well, that was his uptime, her downtime.
I mean, I would have expected a little more from you during this call. I mean, I called in from Texas and I had a bear fucking me in the beehole. Come on.
That's because you're a freaking whore.
So?
Sex positive.
You could have been on that couch legs
you're
up.
You're sex positive.
Thank you.
So, you know,
should have had a V8.
We're talking about weddings and all that good stuff and all this drinking. We forgot to plug our drink for the episode.
I need another one. Please, Nick, go get me a drink. Oh, you're not here. Thanks for inviting me on this goddamn podcast and not being here, Nick.
Oh, yeah. You're in
Nick invited
now.
Me.
So
I'm just kidding.
She just hung up. No, wait. What's happening?
Oh, no. Okay.
What is that? What is she doing?
I don't know.
Someone else is calling. A fan.
Are we getting another caller?
Oh, is it Mike
Lord
with the retractor?
Hold on, hold on.
Mike's like, I never sucked that ginger dick.
Bernard was trying to call me, but I ain't got time to listen to him right now because I have to do my show. So anyway, we'll get back to Trish. It looks like she took a break.
I'm still right here.
Oh, she's still there.
I was okay. Like, she didn't hang up. We just lost her face.
Well,
it's okay.
Well, why can't we go large? I want to go large. Mm-hmm. I want to supersize this order. Get me some large fries and a drink, goddammit.
Size queen.
Yeah, I know. You already know, baby. Okay, well, we'll figure it out. So anyway, so we're talking about all the good things that we normally do in the dish, and Trish really didn't have anything from there, so we should just hang up
seriously,
on her.
Seriously, worst fucking vacation ever.
Yes. So, but she's going
for
to a vigil
anyways.
Tonight, which is good.
That is
so, Chris. We
I
were
don't
talking
know if
about,
y'all can hear me.
Yeah, we can hear
I
you really
can't
fucking
hear
loudly.
You anymore. You're all beautiful, and I love you. Bye.
Bye. Bye. Felicia.
Praying for your ginger dip.
Oh, she left
well,
us.
Wasn't
so,
that lovely?
So, Chris, you were talking about sports.
Yes.
And, you know, we were getting all excited and uncut cocks and all that good
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, you know, we
and
actually...
Michael.
We brought sports onto... and other than basketball, we brought sports back onto
which,
the show.
Which, by the way,
was from that same episode.
From that same episode, and we figured out that basketball was invented by
a Canadian in Springfield.
Yes, haha, a Canadian in Springfield. So yeah,
but yeah, we were talking about the 2016 Euro Cup in France, and
all the uncut cock,
all of that. Yep, many, many, many teams, and my guys, die Mannschaft, the German national team, we defeated Ukraine 2-0 yesterday, so that was really nice. And something that I find really exciting is the final. Will be on Sunday, July 10th, and I will be in Munich.
We'll be in Munich for that.
And when we bring it all the way to the end, I will be there to freaking witness it with thousands and thousands and thousands of Germans. I can't fucking wait.
And he probably won't even understand one of them.
Well, it's coming along. I can say the apples are in the bowl, on the table, in the living room, in the house kind of
what
stuff.
What you should be saying is the cock needs to come out so I can suck it. That's what you need to learn.
I'll have to learn about that. I'm not kidding. I was in Barnes & Noble when I first started learning German, and I'm looking through all these books, and I'm texting, Renee, we miss you, we love you. I'm texting him like, because he was a German teacher. What like book is a good one to get? And I pulled the first book I just randomly pulled out was Dirty Conversations in German.
I love it.
I open up the book. The first thing that I read is, I want your hot load on my face.
Oh my God.
And I'm like, that's all it was sex talk in German.
And suddenly I see the Peter Peter's
twins
again.
Yeah, but it's just too long. The translation from English to German. It's just, I don't got time to say that. The load would already be dried. Before.
Are you kidding me? That would be a perfect facial.
Yeah, because I'd be saying it the whole time it's going. Like I said, it'd be dried up by the time I finish saying, I want your hot load on me.
That's fantastic.
I know. Isn't
hot.
It great? That sounds awesome.
It sounds like I need to get into something. Well, I sort of kind of got plowed tonight, too. So earlier in the day.
Good for you, girl.
I figured I'd throw myself under the bus before Paul did. So
there you go.
I did it. So anyway.
Let's just do a shout out to Mario Goethe. Sorry, you're fucking sexy. And Thomas Müller. Glad the jersey in. All right, yes. I'm done. I had to get those two out there.
There's a new article out
saying
that the Orlando shooter was reportedly a regular at Pulse and had a gay profile, a profile on a gay dating app.
That's scary.
That's scary.
That sounds like premeditated stuff. That's creepy.
Fuck her.
Stop.
And
CNN,
your dirty butthole.
CNN, yeah. I love you, but stop putting her picture on.
Yeah, they
right?
need to stop.
To
they need to stop putting that stuff
yeah,
up.
Yeah, she doesn't deserve that.
Ladies
on,
and gentlemen,
Tommy.
We're going to move on.
Why don't we tell them what we're having for a cocktail?
We are having, yes, we're going to move on. Let's plug our cocktail for the episode. We're having a classic Rose Kennedy, mm-hmm. which, by the way, are
going down very nicely for Michael
needs.
Buckley.
Yes.
Oh, dear, yeah. She dried.
I'm done.
Can you go get him another cocktail?
You want me to make him? I'll make him. Well, I make him. How about you want to tell him a little bit about Rose
sure.
Kennedy?
Sure. All right. So we're
teamwork,
doing,
Tom.
We're a doing a classic
teamwork.
Rose right, Kennedy.
So you have 30 seconds to make the drink by the time she's done making.
30 seconds.
Thanks, Chris. I believe in you. You can do it.
I believe that you believe in me. So our cocktail for the episode is the classic Rose Kennedy. And if you don't know what that is, that's basically vodka with soda with a splash of cranberry to give that rosy color and some nice, fresh, squeezed lime. Mm-hmm.
That's a Rose Kennedy. So when I go out at night, if I ask for a Rose Kennedy, will they know what it is?
I'll look at you and I'll be like, listen, most, you want a vodka soda splash of crown.
Yeah, yeah. Most bartenders would be like, what? No,
now,
but
Chris is yelling in the kitchen. Very
yeah, he
combative.
Is. But that's basically what it is. And but it is a classic. It
Fun.
Is a classic. I prefer it to most other cocktails because it's.
What do I always drink? What do I drink, Paul, when I go out to partners?
Pear vodka.
I love
soda.
The absolute pear. It's
I
very
wish
tasty.
I knew that. I would have gotten you a
no,
bottle
it's
of absolute
fine,
pear.
But I love the
I
absolute
was
pear.
I was
going
to tell you to get pear, but I'm like, we've had so many
no,
pear cocktails.
No,
on here.
No, no. So I drink two things all the time. I drink Prosecco because I'm obsessed with Prosecco. So if they have Prosecco, I will drink Prosecco. Or if I'm drinking vodka, I want the absolute pear with club soda and a lime. I love the pear, but I, you know.
Oh,
I,
Michael, well, next time we have you come back on.
Yes.
We're going to have... We
oh,
have
come on July 11th, because he'll be getting plowed in Germany on July 10th. When he.
So you want to come and join us that July episode? So that
I'll put it on my calendar. Let me put it
she
in my...
She only wants to come so she can see the Skype video of you getting fucked when you call in.
Yes.
I'll put it on my Palm Pilot. Thanks, everybody.
Chris is going to call in from a bathhouse in Germany.
I love the Germany bathhouses.
I've heard a lot of really good things about Germany bathhouses.
I actually made friends in London with a guy in a bathhouse, and we're like friends now. Like I always talk to people. Like I swam over to him, and I said, "You're the best looking guy here."
Wait, what? You swam over?
Because we were like it was a spa, and so. You know, two guys were, and I swam over to
swam
him.
Swam over into a fucking cesspool of cum.
And I said, "You're the best looking guy. Why are you here?" And he kind of spoke no English, and we went and had sex, and then we had sex in my hotel, and then he walked me to the airport the next day, and we're friends on Facebook.
You walked to the airport?
I was leaving. He walked me to the airport. No, he took me to the airport, like, with my bags, so I was and he would just took me to the train,
oh.
And we're friends on Facebook. He sent me a Christmas present, like, we met at, like, a sex club, and, like, we're friends now.
That's total marriage
I
material.
Hope I've inspired all of you to, you know, get, live your best life.
I love
that's like
houses.
Total marriage
I'm usually
material.
Just like, hey, let's fuck, and then I go up to my friends and I'm like, I'm done here, let's go.
Well, you know, speaking of marriage, you know what, we're gonna get into we want to give the mic to our special guest Michael Buckley again. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks
on
for
the
having
show.
Me I'm having so much fun.
Thank you for being a part of the dish. Normally, you know, our guests don't come in into their segment as it's time for their segment, but you're such a funny man, and I know that you have so much to contribute that we just wanted to just throw you in there and just say go balls deep. Do it.
Tell our
you.
Listeners about you, and then we'll get into this
yes.
marriage
tell
thing.
Us about oh. you. How do we get in contact with you? Where are you? Tell us about, you know, the Buck, all that good stuff.
Oh, my God. I mean, you can tweet me at Buck Hollywood. I'm on Facebook at Buck Hollywood. You can watch my videos at youtube.com/Buck Hollywood. I'm making new videos on youtube.com/new Michael Buckley, which I'm actually enjoying. It's more personal.
They're hilarious.
Yeah.
They're fantastic and hilarious.
Thanks.
You did one skit where you were reading off some of your messages for Grindr.
Yeah, no.
Tell me about that because I peed my pants.
I mean, it's
that.
Funny. I mean, even right now, I'm looking at my Grindr and there's a boy and he just wrote Michael Buckley and I wrote yes. See, I recognized you. Always thought you were really cute. Still do. So, I mean, it's interesting how a lot of the conversations I have are people who watch my videos and they want to say hello. It's always funny when people, because I am much older and I've been on YouTube for 10 years, people will write things like, I used to watch your videos on middle school, and I'm like, this is not the best way to sleep with me. You know, suddenly it's really creepy. But yeah, I mean, my interactions on Grindr are very comical, and so I do make videos about it. But yeah, no, it's an interesting time in my life.
So what got you into this whole video thing?
I was very lucky, right place, right time. I was doing a public access show in Wallingford, Connecticut, and my cousin started putting the clips on YouTube in the summer of 2006. In the summer of 2007, I was one of the first YouTube partners. And then I left my day job September 12th, 2008. There was a front page feature on me on the New York Times. There was about 10 of us making a living on YouTube, and now there's tens of thousands of people making a living on YouTube. But, I mean, I was very lucky. I got in very early, right place, right time. And, I mean, I loved it. I love making videos. I love being funny. I loved – whenever I do TV stuff, it's always so many hoops to jump through – and so many executives to meet with. So it's like you can either – it's like you guys creating a podcast. You can either wait for somebody to cast you in something or you can create your own mm-hmm. something. And so I had the foresight and the intuition to create my own thing 10 years ago. So, yeah.
It's amazing though because, I mean, for us, this podcast, it was like, you know what? We wanted something to showcase us being four friends just sitting around a table and just talking a lot of shit because we do that anyway. But I wanted to put that behind a recording and just throw it out there for people to listen to.
And it's wonderful, and it's the type of thing that, I mean, people will connect with, and you don't even understand the value of doing something like this. You'll get an email in a month or a year or next week And you'll hear from a young gay person who listened to your podcast, and they'll be like, you're the first gay person I ever really heard, and it was nice to hear your point of view, so thank you. And those are the things that when you start, you don't realize you're doing it for that reason, because you're not doing that. You did it because you want to be fun, you want to be bitchy, you want to hang out with your friends, but bigger picture, you're doing something important. And
well,
so,
I feel that a lot of the things that we cover on the show are informative to a sense, but we also try to put some comedy behind it.
Totally. And I get it. I've been here for an hour. I get it. I get the funny, I get the balance, I get the personal stories.
But let me ask you, so obviously you've been doing videos for a long time. You've said 10 years. What was that one video that got you there? The one video that everybody just said, okay, this is, we're going. The one that really like put you on the map.
I have two. In like 2006, the movie Dreamgirls came out, and I made a video about Jennifer Hudson kind of upstaging Beyonce in the movie, and it was very kind of offensive and funny. And so that video got lots of attention, and even like Jennifer Hudson found me on MySpace and mentioned it. The girl who was on it, Anika Nani Rose, emailed me and thanked me for mentioning her. So I mean, it got a lot. It got like 200,000 views, which back in the day was a lot of views.
That's huge.
A video that has like 10 million
views. I have a lot of video, and I have a Two Girls One Cup reaction that has like 15 million views. I mean, I made that 2000. I was like so ahead of my time. But also, I did a video called "Lonely Girl Is Dead," and that was in 2007, and that was on the front page of YouTube. It was a YouTube scripted show that everybody thought was real. It was like the Hills of YouTube, and it came out that it was fake. And I made a video about that, and it got about 3 million views in one day. And like USA Today and real news sources were covering. Oh, Michael Buckley covered this, so it was that was kind of my breakthrough video that I was getting a lot of attention for. So yeah, the thing is, once you break through, I always tell people this who want to have a viral video. It's all well and good to have a viral video, but then what's next?
Yeah, that's a good point.
It's almost good to have like 10 videos in the can and then release. You can make this great video and nobody can see it. So it's interesting how you kind of have to have a game plan. You have to have a strategy, or you have to just love making content, because you can't be doing this. You can't be making YouTube. You can't be having a podcast like this and hoping, God, I become famous. You have to do YouTube videos, you have to do a podcast, because oh God, I love doing this.
If something comes
of it, wonderful, but if it doesn't, oh God, I love doing this.
We're still having a great time. That's exactly what we do.
We get together, we have drinks, we talk, it's something to do with my friends. And it's an amazing experience, and we've gotten the opportunity to have wonderful people on the show like yourself. So tell me something. What's your favorite video that you've ever done?
Oh God.
That one can't be released.
No.
Yes. Paul just crossed his hands like, I know.
I'm trying to think of the next thing I should say.
I'm fucking funny.
I've made a couple videos that I love. I mean, I made a video that was a dance collaboration of my favorite song, and like 200 people submitted and they all danced to the same song. So I mean, things like that that involve the community are lovely. That's definitely my favorite video of all time. But I'm making a lot of videos now that are very personal that I love, because I didn't, honestly, when I started, I wanted to be What the Buck. I didn't want to be Michael Buckley. I didn't want people to know things about me. And now I'm finally connecting in a real authentic, like I've gone through major life changes in the last year. And so I'm making more personal videos. And so like, I feel like I'm in love with YouTube again. I feel like I burned out 3 or 4 times over the last 10 years. And now I finally figured out a balance. I was obsessed with YouTube for like 4 or 5 years. My poor husband, my poor friends, my poor family, I didn't leave the house. Like I was obsessed with YouTube. And so I was very burned out many times. And now finally, at 41 years old and doing this for 10 years, I kind of figured out how to do it and love it and not get burned out. So that's, I feel like I'm in a really good place in my career.
That's fantastic. So we've gotten through this whole era and where we fought for marriage equality and we finally got it. And you just mentioned that, you went through, you had a husband, you went through a divorce.
Yes. I was married from 2002 to 2015.
That's a very long time. And
everyone is just like trying to braid my arm hair right now. Well, do you want in, Tom?
Sure.
Let me give you a leg.
Let me just get a
corner. I hope you at least buzz your dick hair.
Surprisingly, he has hair in the right places, and hair where it doesn't need to have it, he doesn't have it. He's perfect. He's perfect.
Oh, for those listening at home, Chris has great body hair.
Yeah.
Okay.
So,
that's your new Twitter bio. I've got great body hair. Michael Buckley says so. No, I went on your website. I looked for your bios. I saw photos and no bios. Yeah. So I think your bio should say, I have great body hair. And I'm an athlete.
We've been working on our bios for the last 3 months.
I'll write them. Paul's
asshole recently tightened. Chris's body hair just right.
Yes. I've been asking them to give me bios for the past 20 months.
Trish sucks straight dick. Ginger pube.
Trish does have, she has a bio. I think it says, hi, I'm Nick or Trish. And I think that's it.
Yeah. I'm asexual.
Compelling.
Yeah, asexual.
She doesn't want to have sex with any man. And yeah, but yeah, she sucks dick. You know. Oh, excuse me. Go figure. So anyway,
I thought you were going to say go fuck yourself.
Well, no. Look at Michael Buckley. He's on Grindr right now.
Fans are reaching out.
This is fantastic. Please. So open any message you got there.
Let's do
it. And read a comment.
My Grindr, Michael Buckley. Yes. Haha. LOL. I recognized you. Always thought you were cute. Still do. I said, thanks, you too. And then this guy just wrote, oh, he's really cute.
Oh, my God. No, I don't want to. I know him.
Let me see her.
Isn't he cute?
Yeah, he's so fucking cute.
Okay,
he's
never
one
mind.
Of my favorite people. He's such a sweet guy. No, leave him out of this.
Hi.
Okay. I'll let you know when I see you in person that I saved you from being on our show.
Hold on. I'm busy with Chris with that long arm hair.
Yes, we're braiding it right now. So.
Hold on, I'm busy. That's good Grindr etiquette. I wrote back, hold on, I'm busy.
So tell me something.
Yes.
So we've always heard about, we want to get married. We're going to get married. Oh, we want to get married. You got divorced.
I did.
Not many people can say that they went through a gay divorce. And
I feel like a lot of the gays are getting divorced now because I think you realize that it's like marriage is very difficult.
I
think a lot of people ran out and got married because we could. And also, I grew up in an atmosphere thinking being married was the right thing to do. Like, that's what society would think of you. I remember thinking that, like, I want straight people in the world to think highly of me, so I'll do the right thing. I'll get married. So I was determined to get married my entire life. My first boyfriend, we were together for when I was 18 to 22. He had bought me a ring. Like, we talked about marriage. And then my mother died in 1999, and her last words to me were, I'm worried about you. Mark has Adrian. Debbie has Wes. You have no one. That's my siblings. And I remember thinking, well, I better find myself a husband. And so in 2001, I met my husband, and he was gorgeous and lovely and had a great job and was age appropriate. And I just thought, well, let's get married. So we got married, and I loved him, and we had a wonderful 13 or 14 years, but now we're divorced.
So can I
ask me a specific question? I'll answer it. But
is it cordial at this point?
Oh, it's wonderful. We get along. We had 2 houses, 5 dogs, a lovely life together. I wish him nothing but the best. I love him.
See, ladies and gentlemen, and that is the difference between a gay divorce and a straight divorce.
I wish everybody well. I have no bad feelings towards anybody in the world. I will tell you. I mean, I've read so many self-help books for 25 years. If you have bad feelings towards someone's, they don't care. It just weighs on your heart. So I don't have any bad feelings towards anybody. My ex-husband and I get along great. Like, he watches the dogs when I go away. I watch the dogs when he goes away. He's getting married in December. I'm very happy for him. It's like, that's the way you should be.
And he's going to kidnap my babies at the end of the show.
I
add
am.
A couple more dogs.
I am. But I actually, if anybody wants divorce advice, you can tweet me at Buck Hollywood, because I did get divorced with no lawyers and we did it ourselves. I went online because divorce is expensive, and even mediation, to be practical and helpful if anybody's listening wants to get divorced at home. Even mediation, the cheapest mediation you could do would be like, $3,000 to $8,000. So, I mean, I said to my husband, I'm like, do we want money or do we want to just figure it out? I went online. I printed out a $30 separation agreement. I wrote up all the terms and we went to the court and we got divorced. So I got divorced with no lawyers, and I'm very proud of that.
Yeah.
Well, that's an accomplishment, because a lot of people don't realize that you don't have to rely on someone else to do it. That you could do it on your own.
But it's interesting, because I've only heard of divorce lawyers.
And
that's actually interesting for me. I'm not married, but.
You get lawyers, or you mediate, or you do like uncontested. I can't even tell you the people in the courtroom who just showed up with nothing, and the judge was like, you just want to get divorced, right? It's, if you have no children, we had no children. We did have 2 houses. We did have assets, so we had to divide assets. So, you know, we put in writing, this amount of money is yours. This account is yours. This house is yours. We had 2 mortgages. That mortgage is my, I wrote it all up in writing. So, and that's why it's funny, because on our divorce day, my husband asked, we kind of talked about getting married again. And he said, do you ever want to get married again? And I said, nope. And then we're watching people get divorced, and I and they're fighting over $50,000. They're fighting over they haven't seen their kids in 6 months. And he looks over at me and he says, well, I can see why you never want to get married again. And I said, well, it's a very – I'm telling this to all the gays or anybody listening. Marriage is a very complicated legal document.
It is.
And so to choose to get married is, you know, I don't know if I'd ever wish to put myself in that situation again. I might stand on the top of a hill and have a lovely ceremony with some man who I'm wildly in love with, but I don't know if I'd wish to involve the court in my marriage again. And I don't want children, so it's not like I need to be husband and husband to be a good role model and have children. And again, that's the thing. If I had children, I would probably stay married. And
so
sorry.
Overall, no, it's okay. Do you feel lucky that your divorce went the way that it did?
I feel lucky every day of my life.
That's fantastic.
I always feel lucky. I'm very fortunate. I don't take anything for granted. I'm that's a lucky great. Person.
So once you got divorced, obviously now you guys have a fantastic relationship. You share your dog.
We have a nice relationship. Fantastic is a huge adjective.
Okay, so it's nice. So.
I have a fantastic relationship with Paul's new asshole. I'm just kidding. Just trying to be funny.
Well, it's nice and tight. It's nice and tight.
I'm kidding. We get along very well.
That's fantastic. It's great to hear because, you know, it's not always the case. When you look at, you know, hetero relationships, it's pretty crazy. Yeah, Paul has to go to work tonight, as usual, on Monday.
Work.
Story of my fucking life, $5 martinis, yes! And I can't wait to face swap with Anne because yesterday, back in 1942, was the date of her 13th birthday, which she received her diary.
Yes, fun fact. Chris and I are going to go. It's going to be our first date. We're going to come sit. I'm going to buy him a $5 martini. Look at his face.
Look at he's getting goosebumps.
That outfit. I mean, that outfit.
See him through the arm hair.
This outfit needs to be seen.
It does need to. We're going to take pictures. We're going to take a picture so that we can look at Chris's outfit and, of course, with Michael Buckley and the rest of the cast, except Trish, because Trish is in Colorado.
Trish is in Colorado eating pot brownies. I'm proud of her.
Good for you. The only thing about this jersey that, like, you're not really going to be able to see is, it goes to show why I'm so excited to be in Europe for the
Euro Cup. It's used and abused.
But this is
stains
from,
all over it.
That's no. Blood. I see blood.
No, that's
that's from my asshole.
So tight.
This jersey was brand new, and I'm going to have to stand up so everyone can witness it here. This is it's from one disgusting. Game. I was in New York watching when Germany won the World Cup a couple years back, and it is just covered
in cum stains.
Beer, sweat. I remember
have
when
you washed it?
I was going to say.
No, I didn't wash it.
Ew.
It stinks. Yeah, it stinks. Why are
you
gross.
Wash that shit?
Because I'm afraid to ruin it. I'm going to wool light it when I get home.
It's already here.
Do you have Dry-L? Throw it in the dryer and dry
we
L.
Need,
it.
We need to
Dry-L? That dry sounds L. like a person's name.
Let's pre-treat all those stains.
I know. I got to work on that.
Let's pre-treat them.
Shall we? Ah, thank you so much. Go. Ah, yeah. Tom, in the eye, Tom.
Sorry.
Eye.
Shit.
But I just remember when the fucking beautiful Mario Götze scored that goal that ended up getting us, clinching the World Cup for us. I'm getting soaked. I'm like, what the fuck's going on? I looked up. Everyone's beers. They're just flying through the air. Oh, I'm already done. I gotta keep this going. Beers are going. People are screaming.
Kampf gegen
Deutschland. Yeah,
she's sucking going. Dick. Balls are going in her face and bam. Goal.
And that's what I'm talking about. I gotta love these guys. So listen, I think that this is a perfect time to put a rubber on the episode. I want to.
Michael Buckley don't know what a rubber is.
I'm on the prep. No, I'm just kidding. Safe sex for everybody.
I just took my birth control.
No, shout out to prep. It's wonderful. I mean, I grew up in the 80s. I thought I'd go to Provincetown and sit on a toilet seat and get AIDS. I mean, I was terrified of AIDS my whole life. So I'm very happy to the last 7 months to be on prep. It's a wonderful drug.
It is. It's a wonderful preventive.
Not sponsored. So.
Putting that out.
That
there.
Was like a product placement. No, I love the prep.
I love the preppy.
We just made so much Michael. Money. Yeah.
Michael, thank you so much.
You're welcome. It was wonderful to be on. Thanks for having me.
You're freaking crazy, and we love you. So.
I'm just right crazy. Thank you.
Just right crazy.
So one more time, how could our listeners get a hold of you or get in contact with you or watch your content? Let them know.
You can tweet me at Buck Hollywood, Facebook Buck Hollywood, Instagram Buck Hollywood, YouTube Buck Hollywood. And so I look forward to with connecting with you, and thank you for having me on. And if you see me on Tinder, by all means, super like me. I'm a blast.
Super swipe right.
Send the messages on Grindr. Send the messages. Plenty of messages on Grindr. You know, let them know, hey, you, Michael Buckley, you're fabulous. You're hot. Throw them on my bed.
I don't need physical compliments. I like kind people.
Oh. Aww.
I really do. I don't.
You're
I don't,
so sweet.
I'm an average looking person with a big heart.
I thought he was going to say big dick.
I'm an average looking person. I'm very funny and I'm very kind. I'm not that, you know, that's what I'm looking for. I like people who are very kind and very funny as well. If you're, I love when people are like, he's so hot. I'm like, is he nice? Because there's all these ugly assholes. I mean, assholes in the world.
They're beautiful, but they're assholes.
Unless they're Paul's, they get reconstructed. You know, then they're not.
Paul's perfect.
Horrible.
It's brand a faces new. I wish you guys could all see that Paul Anthony makes.
Shiny and new.
Polished pink little hole. Can't wait to try this out in a few weeks.
A few weeks. Give it some resting period.
Gotta let the stitches come out, you know, all that stuff.
Oh, that's gonna suck.
There's no stitches in my butthole.
Oh, I wasn't sure that works. I never had my ass redone.
Don't you think if he snapped it, don't you think if he had stitches in asshole,
he'd Snapchat it by now? Yes,
I tried to go into the operating room with my phone and they're like, no, you have to put that away.
I'm like, but I need to snap this.
I need to Snapchat this. I go, people live for my Snapchat stories.
They just gave me the drugs going.
How am I going to live without Snapchat?
I didn't take any drugs.
They didn't put you out?
No,
I'm proud of you.
I was fully awake and aware of everything that was happening.
Oh, fuck that. No, I'm like, knock my ass out.
Oh, I screamed at the doctor one point. I'm like, oh my God. She's like, you okay? I'm like, you were the worst top ever.
Yeah.
She's like, little pressure. Bam. Not even a warning.
There you go.
Another doctor's like,
well,
you
should be used to it, though.
Another doctor. Well, at least, you know. I said to the doctor, he's like, are you okay? I'm like, I really wish I had a bottle of poppers right now.
Give her some wine first, something.
And then a cigarette ready.
Ladies, gentlemen, thank you so much for tuning in. We always appreciate our listeners. We've been getting listeners from everywhere in the world, and we're just completely and utterly grateful. If you guys need to find out any more information on our show, you can always visit our website. That's www.gaytalk20.com. If you have any questions, if you have any suggestions for our show, any topics, you can email us. And that is gaytalk2.0@gmail.com.
She got it.
I fucking got it. Yes.
I feel bad because sometimes I'm like hoping you get it wrong just for a laugh, but I'm always rooting for you, Tom.
Do they spell the 2.0? How does that work? Gay talk.
In the email, now you do have to do gaytalk2.0@gmail.com.
Period.
Unfortunately, when you're doing websites or you're doing Facebook or any other type of like social media, they don't allow you to use the decimal point or the point.
But Gmail does. Fun fact. I didn't even know that. I will email you.
And we're learning and we're learning.
Show is educational.
So that's why when you reach us on Facebook, it's GayTalk20, or when you reach us on Twitter, it's GayTalk20, or on Instagram, it's the only other service that allows you to do the 2.0. You can do GayTalk2.0. So again, if you have any questions, any suggestions, we would absolutely love to hear from you. Michael Buckley, thank you so much.
Thank you for having me. It was wonderful.
Thank you. Chris, it's always wonderful.
It's always good to have you guys.
Paul, you're a bitch. I love you.
Fuck you.
You're my bitch.
Yes.
I'm going to make you my bitch. And with that, ladies and gentlemen, that is our show. Thank you so much for listening.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Gay Talk 2.0. Tune in next time for more dish.